The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Tulane on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, please.
Take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim at Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, could you speak on the progress you've seen on Devon Hamilton over the last year and a half or so? Obviously, he had that huge fumble recovery for a touchdown, but he was in the game playing big at that moment. But what have you seen from him over the last year and a half?
Yeah, I think him and Larry Johnson have really worked well together. He is one of our most improved players. Really non-factor early in his career, but you could see talent and comes from a very good family, but he is one of our most improved players.
And the other thing, can you give any kind of update on the status of Brian Snead, what his situation is with the team, et cetera?
Yeah, he'll be back practicing today. He was just for disciplinary reasons, we didn't take him on the trip.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Urban. I'm wondering how, through the first three games, you've seen or what impact you've seen on the offense without, you know, the kind of runner at quarterback that you guys used to have in JT and Dwayne's, you know, different kind of skill set.
Well, those are lost yardage, and obviously statistically, and then production-wise, he's been great. But the lost yardage is the Q run, Q draw, et cetera, and Q read plays. So you have to pick up that yardage somewhere else. And obviously, I think he's 340-some a game, throwing very accurate. Receivers are playing fairly well. And he's got two good backs behind him. So it's a little different style of offense, a lot of the same concepts. But I always call that's that lost yardage you have to pick up elsewhere. And he certainly has up to this point.
And I think people are wondering now that you're going to be back on Saturdays, and I know the play calling is collaborative, but Dwayne, I think, has only kept it one time on a designed run, and I think there's some wonder if maybe that'll happen a little more now if you're back involved in the offensive play calling. Is that something you'd like to see more of with Dwayne moving forward, and do you think it'll change at all how you use the Q run?
Well, I think Ryan Day and Kevin Wilson have done such a great job that I'm going to be more the game manager. Obviously, I'll be involved, but more of the game manager at this point.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Urban, what in Ryan Day's personality allowed him to, keep the ship going in the right way while you were out?
He's elite. He's an elite coach. You know, I knew that when I hired him. He's a guy that I wanted to get on my staff for quite some time now, and he's just very organized, very strong, and he's got a good staff behind him. He just does a very good job.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Kyle Rowland, Toledo Blade.
Hi, Urban. There was concern about the linebackers at times last season, and they looked a little out of sorts against TCU. Just wondering what your assessment of that position is so far.
First two games, they played very well. I'm trying to think here. I don't have my champions in front of me. You have Pete Warner playing Sam. I think he played very well. The one thing that got us out of sorts to a degree was their tempo, and we practice hard against it, but obviously when you get in real time, real space, we had a couple misalignment issues. But overall, I mean, their development, I think we had two of the three were new this year, and when Baron Browning's in there, that's a new middle linebacker as well. Malik Harrison's been playing great. The other guys are getting better, but I'm not, and Greg Schiano is very pleased with the progress. They have to continue to get better with experience.
And then one more. Will Ryan Day be in the press box Saturday, or will he be in the on the field?
He'll be on the field.
All right. Thank you.
Your next question is from Dan Murphy, ESPN. Dan, your line is open.
Sorry about that. Had you on mute. Urban, you mentioned that being a game manager at this point going forward. Was that always the plan? Is that a big change, and did that come about because of how Ryan Day and Kevin Wilson handled things without you?
Well, I've done that before in the past. You know, I help where I need to help, and but I think a high degree of it was the performance of the offense and how well they worked together, and obviously with success we've had.
When did you make that decision that was the way you wanted to handle things going forward?
Well, going into the season is what I was hoping for, and obviously, you know, the results were very positive.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Austin Ward, Letterman Row.
Hey, Urban, just from what you saw in those first 3 weeks from Nick Bosa, how impressed, how elite was that level of production that he was giving you guys?
Yeah, he's one of the best players I've ever been around, and one even better person. So, yeah, just an elite player.
When do you think that you guys will have an idea of the severity of that injury and how long he might be out if it goes beyond this weekend?
We'll know midweek here. Further tests are being done now.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Can you update the injury status of anyone else on the team? Are there any other players that might miss the game?
B.B. Landers is he's probable for this week, and I'm trying to think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, and Malcolm Pridgen is a guy, obviously recruited from junior college, had a tough background, then hurt his knee. Could you kind of describe his journey and obviously he's starting out with just how he's progressed?
Yeah, everybody in this program loves him. He's like you said, it hasn't been easy for him. He came in as a JC transfer and hurt his knee pretty severely in training camp, and then had a hard time picking up the offense, and just a wonderful young man. And we're all, I know I'm speaking personally, but I know we all are. We're a fan of his because he's such a good kid.
Thanks, Evan.
We can take one last question for Coach Meyer.
Your final question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Urban, just from watching the first three games of the season, just what are the biggest things that you look at going into this week that you feel like this team can do better, can improve on?
Oh, kicking game, I was very impressed last week with our coverage units. That's always, you know, one of the number one concerns I always have is just getting those athletes down on the ground. And that kid, that young man last week for TCU is as good as I've ever seen. And I think consistency in kickoff return. And then offensively, you know, I just want to make sure we take care of that ball. You know, the one thing is we had a couple of drops last week, but overall the guys have been catching the ball well. We've been protecting the quarterback, a little more consistency, running the ball on defense, too many big plays, and that's just obvious. Get a line to get the guy down. If he makes it to the second level, get him down. That's the biggest issue on defense is eliminate the big plays, and if it does break, get him on the ground.
In the kicking game, Demario McCall had some returns the first couple weeks. It was Johnny Dixon and C.J. Saunders on Saturday. Do you feel like you're pretty solid with those two guys, or are they kind of still competing for that role?
That's a competition every week. We've decided it's just until someone takes it, that's where it's still open competition.
Thanks, Urban.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.